South Central. Inside the 18-yard box. Early cross. Far post. Goal! Soccer.
And as we mentioned in the last hour with Clint Bolt in the studio, a terrific derby last night between Melbourne Victory and Melbourne City. Won, of course, by Victory 2-1. The man of the goals for Melbourne Victory was Lawrence Thomas. He's on the line now. G'day, Lawrence.
How are you, Kevin?
Very well, thank you. Congratulations on the win last night.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Now, I've just got to ask you, has the sight of Fernando Brandon running around you like a moth round a light of some description, has that image got out of your head from last night yet?
I was getting dizzy, mate. I was getting dizzy. I had Ollie doing the same thing as well.
Now, I talked to Clint about it, and as a goalkeeper who's obviously been around the traps, Clint knows. He said, did it distract you? Was it annoying enough to put you off, or were you able to kind of just shut that out and think, yeah, well, just let those two do what they're doing, and I'll concentrate on what I'm doing?
No, it's not too distracting. Obviously it's his job to stop me coming for the balls, but I know it's all part of the game, regardless of him or it's a group of bodies. But just gonna keep an eye on the ball, mate.
Is it a tactic anybody else has used on you this year? Because I can't remember seeing it previous to last night.
Oh, I haven't had that. No, that was a first. So maybe he was trying to get his GPS data up for distance. I don't know, but just wanted to keep running.
Hey, what was the atmosphere like on the ground? I mean, watching it, I was at home watching it on the telly, and I know people who were there, like Clint last night and Ed White, who we talked to earlier. What was the atmosphere like on the ground?
Yeah, brilliant. And I had an interview or two after, and I wanted to make it clear to thank, not only the Melbourne Victory fans, but football fans in general, because, it was a fantastic atmosphere. And it's brilliant to come out and feel those goosebumps, for games like that. So hopefully one day every A-League game could be like that.
Yeah, it would be nice if it had that intensity. In the lead-up during the week, I mean, there's a lot talked about how aggressive this game was going to be last night, how intense it was, how you blokes needed to get one back on City after the two losses earlier this year. Did that all? How does that all feel when you're actually standing in the race waiting to walk out?
It's interesting. Certain players get ready for games very differently. The likes of Bessard is quite intense. Some other players are quite quiet. For me, I'm more sort of quiet to laughing. So I'm quite relaxed before the game. I like to talk to the little mascots walking with us, get to know them, their names, and so on. But
yep.
For me, I'm quite chill before walking out.
Which, I mean, is good for the position you play. That's good. When the game sort of started to unfold last night, and you had those couple of chances early that Bessart missed early in the game, and then 16 minute and Timmy Carr puts one in the back of the net against the run of play. How were you feeling at that stage?
Yeah, it's disappointing, especially for a goalkeeper when you don't have much to do in the game, and then all of a sudden ball's in the back of the net. It's not the greatest thing in the world, but I thought the team showed great character, not only last night, but I think over the last few weeks, we've really begun to create a lot of chances in games. So, that's a big positive. And I think one day, when those chances start to go in, it could be a big 5-6-7 scoreline.
We've seen you with a 6-1 win earlier this year against Wellington Phoenix in a game that sort of petered out in the end to almost a training drill. But it has been a season of lost opportunities in terms of in front of goal, hasn't it, Lawrence?
Yeah, and not just in front of goal. If you look a bit earlier in the year, the Brisbane game, first game of the year, we sort of got pinched right at the end. But,
yep.
I think over time, if you're creating those opportunities, then, goals and the results start to come. So, I think especially the last 6, 7, 8 weeks, we really began to find some form now, and it shows that we're sitting on the table. Obviously, we're not where we want to be yet, but I think if we keep playing the way we are, we keep creating the amount of chances we are, I think over time, we should end up quite well.
Lawrence, the depth in the squad is quite remarkable at the moment too. You've got quite a few players who are A, not getting on the field or getting on the field for only a couple of minutes like we saw last night with a couple of Georgievski and a couple of the boys. But you've got blokes who aren't even in the squad at the moment who would probably walk into most teams in the competition.
Yeah, and it's great for our club. It's great at training. And, for me, that stands out is probably Jaiing in the last 3-4 games has come in and either set up a goal, score goals for us, but then come the next game, he finds himself starting on the bench. So it does put a lot of pressure on the people that are starting. And also the likes of Georgescu, he's played a few games, and Lee Boxham comes in and is consistent as always. And yeah, there's I think it should be like that at this club. Yeah, at the biggest club, you know, there should be two players for each position ready to play, and not who can play, but then can also dominate their position as well.
You mentioned Joe Ingham. His role in that last goal last night was really important, really a nice little touch.
Yeah, of course, yeah, and it's not the first time he's come on and done that, so, you know, I can see at training every day, which people don't see, you know, he's on the ball every day, and then come the weekend, there's no coincidence, you know, that these things happen.
No, it was a terrific game last night. Was it relief at the end of the game?
I wouldn't say relief. You know, for me, it's job done. I think especially at this club, that needs to be the norm. You know, I think winning games for us shouldn't be a relief or even a celebration. You know, it should just be a box ticked and then we move on to the next game. So, for me, hope we keep winning consistently and keep climbing. But in saying that, yes, especially for our fans, you know, when you start the season, you play them twice within 5-6 days and you lose twice against City, you know, we have a responsibility, you know, to everyone involved in the club to not let that happen too often.
From a goalkeeping point of view, it must be nice that Besart Berisha, the now equal leading goal kicker scorer in the competition, is wearing your colours and not the opposition's.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, during the week I could take advantage of that and we can practice all day, but then come the weekend he's not shooting against me, so I'm happy.
Mind you, having someone like Bruno Fornaroli fire in a match as he did, I think just before half-time he had a shot that was an absolute bit of magic from him in terms of skills and touch, which he managed to keep out, which was a good test when you got someone like him banging a match.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, that's why the game made for a very, very good spectacle, because you have two teams who like to dominate and like to dictate the game. So, you know, we're trying to stay on top of them and then they're trying to stay on top of us. And I think, you know, for football fans in general, there's a lot of good quality shown last night and a lot of chances. And, so it was, you know, when you have the likes of Bessard, Fornaroli, Cahill, Rojas, you know, you're in for a good game.
Yeah, and the goalkeepers are in for a pretty hot time too, Lawrence, as you know that. Now, what's the plan between now and Christmas?
Well, we've got today off, we've got tomorrow off, and then we're back in for the week's training. So, it's not too often we get 2 days off. So, have a nice little barbecue today, then gonna head down the coast, and then relax for a little bit, and then we're back into it.
Yep. All right. Well, enjoy the day off for the next couple of days, and well done on last night. Well done to the team, and good luck for the rest of the season. Sit in second on the ladder now, and I guess that's probably where you think you should be.
Yeah, of course. For now, and hopefully one higher very soon.
All right. Good on you, Lawrence.